In the book The Wonder of Birds by Jim Robbins, he mentions the fairy tale The Nightingale by Danish writer Hans Christian Andersen, where death visits the dying emperor of China, ready to take his soul, when a nightingale perches in a tree outside his window. She had heard of the emperor's illness and wants to sing to him of hope and trust. Andersen wrote, "And as she sang, the shadows grew paler and paler, the blood in the emperor's veins flowed more rapidly and gave life to his weak limbs, and even death himself listened and said, 'Go on, little nightingale, go on.' Moved by the bird's beautiful song, death takes some time off and the emperor recovers."
We don't have many warblers. The black cap singing there was the only one. It's early, still it's early for warblers. Ah, we will have some water birds. I think that would be nice to have some recordings of water birds. There won't be many, but blackbird is singing.
Do you hear that there's a change in the bird singing? The changing of species or less of some species that you hear?
You mean
in the soundscape of birds in a way? That you hear less and less of some? Or
well, this is really hard to say. It's difficult to prove it.
Yeah.
But one thing is that when you get older, your hearing ability is worse. So especially higher frequencies. So the species like goldcrest is difficult to hear for older people.
Oh.
But then I would say
it's quite high.
Yeah, it's really high. And I would say now we probably hear less than Ariel. So you know the book by Rachel Carson, Silent Spring?
No, I haven't read it. I just read about it.
That's kind of a classical book which changed a lot of things. And the Silent Spring, sometimes we feel the second Silent Spring is coming because there are less birds. Yeah, I think here this would be nice to do some records. The black one with white on the beak is a coot, and the ducks are mallards. I think we will get some coot call.